I am the doctor. You are listening to WMFO in Medford. It is 6:01. And in case you missed it, I've been on the air for an hour already, and I will be on the air for another 2 hours. As I said earlier, I really don't have 3 hours worth of things to say, so we're going to have a lot of music. Hang around. But if you did miss the first hour, you might not have known that I'd played a few songs off the Looney Tunes KTEL album. I saved one for those of you who showed up at my regular time. It's Nervous Norvis and Transfusion.
Tooling down the highway doing 79. I'm a twin pipe popper and I'm feeling fine. Hey man, dig that. Was that a red stop sign? Transfusion, transfusion, I'm just a solid mess of contusions. Never, never, never gonna speed again. Slip the blood to me, bud. I jump in my rod about 8:45. I gotta make a date with that chick of mine. I cross the center line, man, you gotta make time. Transfusion, transfusion, oh man, I got the cotton picking convolutions. I'm never, never, never gonna speed again. Shoot the juice to me, Bruce. My foot's on the throttle and it's made of lead, but I'm a fast riding daddy with a real cool head. I'm a gonna pass a truck on the hill ahead. Transfusion, transfusion, my red corpse suckles are in mass confusion. Never, never, never gonna speed again. Pour the crimson in me, Jimson. I took a little drink and I'm a feeling right. I can fly right over everything, everything in sight. There's a slow poking cat, I'm gonna pass him on the right. I'm a real gone pale face, and that's no illusion. I'm a never, never, never gonna speed again. Pass the claret to me, Barrett. I'm burning up the freeway early this morning. I'm a passing everybody. Oh, nothing but corn, man, out of my way. I don't drive with my horn. Transfusion, oh, nurse, I'm gonna make a new resolution. I'm never, never, never gonna speed again. Put a gallon in me, Allen. Oh, barnyard drivers are found in two classes, line-crowding hogs and speeding jackasses. So remember to slow down today. Hey, Daddy-O, make that type O, huh? Atta boy.
We saw a sign, welcome Satan place, when we moved to town that day. And rows of little white homes that looked like castles all along the way. But after living there a while, we found it wasn't what we thought at all. They had a private little scandal going on behind each castle wall. There was a town council meeting on the day the story came to pass. Someone said, Miss Brown, we think your little girl is living way too fast. She's been dating older boys and staying out much later than she should. And there's been quite a lot of talk about it going round the neighborhood. Well, Mrs. Brown said, since you brought it up, I think I'll tell you what I saw. The day your daughter Ellie and the judge's son went swimming in the raw. Is that supposed to be a part of what you call learning social grace? 'Cause if it is, I think your people are in trouble here in Satan Place. I heard your neighbor's daughter Betty spent the summer in another town. They say she gained a lot of weight before she left, but now she's trimmed back down. And now I wonder why the banker's son won't even look her in the face. We used to see them both together everywhere they went in Satan Place. Just last week they didn't charge for drunken driving, even though she couldn't hardly speak. I hear she she brags about the way her daddy gets free liquor by the case. From all his bootlegging friends that make a killing here in Satan Place. When Mrs. Brown had finished talking, no one dared to make a single sound. Until the chairman of the meeting wrapped his gavel and looked around. And as his eyes swept across the room at guilty looks on every face, he said, "That wraps up this meeting of the Council of Satan Place."
Jeannie C. Riley and Satan Place here on WMFO.org. And here on TARDIS Jukebox, we don't get all that political, but we do think that there are people out there who perhaps should listen to the message of that song. And because we don't talk about politics much, because politics gives us the blues.
While we're doing that blues thing, we're going to play this old Bobby Glenn song for you. Actually, it's a T-Bone Walker song.
Thank you. This box for me?
Oh, sure, Sandy.
Thank you.
Are your joints trying to tell you something?
Hey, Ned, how about tossing me that pencil?
No problem.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
The fact is, for healthy bones, joints, and muscles, weekend exercise just isn't enough. You should exercise a total of 30 minutes every day.
Hello. Oh, sure, Tim. I'll walk right over.
Try jogging or going for quick walks or taking the stairs instead of the elevator.
Be right there, Tim!
For more ideas on building a healthier body, call 1-800-824-BONES or visit aaos.org. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons. We keep you well connected.
Bye-bye, Ned!
Oh, bye, Sandy!
Talking Heads and Give Me Back My Name. And then another band that was around last week, Waxahachie with Silver.
Oh,
Okay, 6:30 here on TARDIS Jukebox. 6:31, actually. Doctor's here for another hour and a half. Excuse me. And maybe we'll fit in some more long jams like that last one, An Ocean Between the Waves from The War on Drugs. But coming up next, something a lot shorter, though it is off a double album, concept album. The band is, unfortunately, something I'm not allowed to say on the air at this point, early before 8 o'clock. But they're playing their album David Comes to Life in entirety when they come to town later this year. This song is from the album. It's Under My Nose.
Yeah. friend.
Can I get a witness?
It's a means to an end.
Can I get a witness?
Can I get a witness?
1, 2, 3, 4, out!
You know I love that violence that you get around here. That kind of ready, steady violence. That violent, how do you do? And the lawyer went and steady wife sleep in a phone booth. He's just very, very tired of having that same old boring conversation. Just like me, just like you, man is on the notch, yeah, what you gonna do about it? You know I love that violence that you get around here. That kind of ready, steady violence. That violent, how do you do? The lawyer went and steady wife sleep in a phone booth. He's just very, very tired of having that same old boring conversation. Just like me, just like you, man is on the notch, yeah, what you gonna do about it? Is it easy just to try it? Is it the same old lie? Well, is it liberating just to be so fine? Happens all the time. You know I love that violence that you got when the car wind blows down. News of the marriage of the socialites, money to another one's land, and I put one where it used to stand. Yeah, he's just burying a girl and it's coming from the back row, side row, never even tried row. Nice man if you knew him well. I heard he on the place called the Liberty Bell. Yeah, well, is it easy? I think I'll try it, 'cause it's the same old lie. I find it liberating just to be so fine. Happens all the time.
Look through the window and what do you see?
And I've always thought that Entertainment is by the Gang of Four is a great album. That song is Glass from the album Entertainment by Gang of Four. Wow, how about that? Before that, because I guess people want to know the names of songs, Liberty Bell, Witness, Can I Get I, and Under My Nose. And that was by a band whose name I can't say, Yard Act, Fontaines, D.C. In which order? You'll have to figure that one out for yourself. Oh, that's some bad love from the doctor.
Time.
Oh, blimey. He did it to me again.
How I Got It Socked to Me by Henry Gibson. Pretty much in the usual way.
And now it's time for Laughing to bring you Potpourri, which means just about anything. But it sure is spelled funny.
I'm sick and tired of all this air pollution talk. We're breathing all this dirty air and nobody's doing nothing. I got the answer. Get everybody to take a big deep breath at the same time and blow it out into brown paper bags. Take them bags and throw them into the ocean. That would take care of the problem, I think.
Will whoever left the Saint Bernard in the parking lot please go out and get him? He's burying my Volkswagen.
Found a gold watch engraved to Adolf from Goering and the Boys. Will whoever lost this watch claim it from the Israeli agent in the lobby?
Very amusing.
I think it's a crying shame that they don't make any more Zeppelins. They don't make any noise, and they make nice holes in the clouds, too. Let's hear it for the Zeppelin. Blimp.
Will the gentleman who was making the obscene telephone calls to Miss Gladys Ormsby at KL51377 please, please stop? My number has been changed to KL54288.
A lot of people go around bad-mouthing boa constrictors. I'd just like to say that's not very fair. Have you ever heard a boa constrictor say anything bad about you? I mean, really.
Wanted for old man. Practical nurse desirable. Impractical nurse with Walnetto's even more desirable.
So remember, send us $5,000 and a new Rolls Royce, and we'll send you a statement in 25 words or less.
Nowhere's Nigh, a fine album by Parts and Labor. And that brings us up near 7 o'clock here on TARDIS Jukebox. The Doctor will keep talking until this next band called Chin Up, Chin Up shows up. That's something off their fine album, This Harness Can't Ride Anything. It's the title cut. And this is one of my favorite obscure records, so enjoy.
This heart is can't ride in a bit. The sunset's and trials, and I left.